The title for today's verse is The Utmost Importance of Understanding. And we can read the message from Matthew chapter 16, verse 15 to 19. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loose in heaven." And the key verse is Philippians chapter 8, chapter 3, verse 8, part 3. I'll read it once and you can repeat after me. "What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things." Let's read together. "What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things." And this time we'd like to invite our pastor to come to share the message. Greetings to the congregation. We welcome all of you to come and worship. And we also welcome those worshiping online. We're thankful because of His love for us. I'd like to share with you, to all children of the Lord, with the title, The Most Important Understanding. And this is something very important that Paul has written the letter to Philippians. "I consider everything as loss because the unsurpassing knowledge of Christ is above all." So we'll look at how Simon declared about the Lord Jesus, and because of that declared that Peter is being assigned a very important task, and because of this declaration that the Lord will ask us to continue to work. There is a famous theologian, Karl Barth, was in a streetcar one day in Basel, Switzerland, where he lectured. A tourist to the city climbed on and sat down next to Barth. The two men started chatting with each other. And then Barth inquired of this person, "Are you new to the city?" He said, "Yes," said the tourist. "Is there anything you would particularly like to see in the city?" asked Barth. "Yes," he said. "I love to meet the famous theologian Karl Barth." "Do you know him?" Barth replied. "Well, as a matter of fact, I do. I give him a shave every morning." The rural tourist got off the streetcar quite delighted. He went back to his hotel saying to his friend, "I met Karl Barth's barber today. The tourist missed the point. He lacked the understanding. He had met Karl Barth, the famous theologian, but because of this conversation, he thought, this is only a barber, a cowboy. What reason this person did not think about what Calvert said. Every morning I shave for this. They must be thinking the barber is shaving every morning. And the second point, and he didn't understand that the person he talking to, him, to find out who is this person we are talking with, that he was finding a way to find out who Calvert is between the conversation between the Lord Jesus and his disciple in Caesarea Philippi. And for many years to come after Jesus, he wanted his disciple to express to himself, how did the disciple understand about Jesus? The question Jesus, who do you say that I am? And somebody said, you are Jeremiah, you are Elijah. Somebody said, you are the John the Baptist or some other prophet. And all these declarations about the Lord may be meaningful, depend, it's important to the children of the Lord understand what do they understand about God. And Jesus, how about you? Who do you say that I am? If today, Jesus asked him, how do we declare Jesus? How about you? Who do you say? And Peter has answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. You are the Savior. We think about the declaration of Peter, this recognition of Peter with Jesus, how important it is in the three points that we want to share and in our walk with the Lord. First, must understand our Lord. Secondly, we have to understand about our faith. And third, we have to understand the authority that we have received. Let's pray for guidance. Dear our loving Father, we are thankful, Lord. You have not considered the value on this life, though we are very humble before you, but you have chosen us to become, that you have trust, that you have assigned a responsibility for us. And in the old days, you have chosen very humble people to become the disciple of your disciples, to become the apostle, to send out to declare the good news. And today, we have the same privilege to become those that to declare the message of the good news to others. And if this time, if our understanding is not adequate, that our understanding still is not complete, according to the vision of, may you forgive us, may you teach us, so that we can contemplate on who we are believing, contemplate on the faith that put in your, that we the authority that you have given your body of Christ under to complete our responsibility. May the word of God teach myself and your children this morning the mysteries of your word. We lift everything into your hand with thankful heart. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The conversion, the understanding of Peter, is also the understanding of the Apostle Paul. And he wrote in Philippians, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ. And Paul has learned a lot about Jesus, and Paul said, and all that he learned was important until he knew about Jesus. Then he compared everything that he has before reading the world is lost to him. Let's think about the declare of faith of Peter through his word. You are the Son of God, the Messiah, Son of the living God. Where does this understanding come from? That's the first part, the understanding about God. When Simon said, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. the Savior. In verse 17, Jesus said, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah." If we read, understanding about Jesus as Savior, and then Jesus is Son of God, is an understanding that Jesus say is a blessed understanding. When we say the Lord is Savior in Greek, is Christ in the Greek, or in the Hebrew, He is the Messiah. Christ or Messiah or the Savior means that means someone has been God has been anointed, has been God been selected to become king above all kings. And this is an understanding very important that each one of us must can experience about this and must understand about Jesus, the Son of God. In the Bible, maybe we do not understand about the Greek language, but the language expressed a mysterious than in our own language, Vietnamese. There is a person named Barnabas in Acts chapter 4. Barnabas, he is the son of comfort. Son of comfort. Why Barnabas? Because Barnabas is always comfort others. And so the name expressed the job that he do about his attitude, his lifestyle. Barnabas, the son of comfort. And he always comfort other people. Two disciples of Christ, and John and James, they are son of Zebedee. They love the Lord. They are very enthusiastic. But they have an anger. And they call them, they are the son of Roman, the son of thunders. When the son of, in the language of Greek, it expressed that person has that kind of nature. And so Barnabas, the son of comfort, means me the person who has an attitude to comfort others. John and James are son of Barnabas because of their anger. And when Jesus is a son of God, that means we understand Jesus is God. It has the same, Jesus has the same nature of God. And this is very important understanding. And he is praised by the Lord Jesus when Peter answered. When we look back at Peter, Peter is someone who has been selected to become one of the 12. And those are the first are trusted to work and preach the good news. And he finally become Peter, one of them. But he did not say, "You are blessed." One of the most three closest disciples, John, James, and Peter, and everywhere Jesus lead all three of them. That Jesus talked to these three, but Jesus never said, "You are blessed, Peter, because you are better than others before me." And Peter has some experience with spiritual very wonderful. When the disciple was sent out to go to the other Tiberias, that lake ground, there was a storm there, and they are trying to navigate during the storm at night, and Jesus appeared to them and on the water, working, and they were there. It's a ghost, they complained. But one of the disciples said, "That's the Lord." And Simon said, "Sir, dear God, if you are the Lord, please let me also walk on the water toward you." Any of them can ask the Lord Jesus, just like Peter, like that. "Please allow me to walk on the water." This is supernatural. Nobody could do that, but Simon not to only ask, what does he do? He walked. He tried to walk. "Come," Jesus said, and then Simon came out of the boat, walked on water, toward Jesus. Peter has done something supernatural. He's done something that nobody can do. But Jesus didn't. Jesus say he was blessed? No, Jesus didn't say that. But here, when Peter say, Jesus, understanding you are the one chosen by God. You are God. And Jesus said, Simon, son of Jonah, you are blessed. That's why, because his understanding, not because of his effort, his knowledge, but because the God of the Father has revealed to him, recognized Jesus as the Son, been selected by God as King, and also the God becoming incarnate, the presence of there is an understanding that only came from God. Who revealed? We study the Revelation on every Wednesday, and God revealed Himself to Jesus, and Jesus revealed the angel to express to John the things that happened, the one that is happening, and the things to come. When Jesus revealed to John, that is only John. Understand this revelation and revelation to express, to open the eye personally for some person. We have the now to contemplate means that we are sitting by ourselves and we are thinking about our thoughts. When we are contemplating and nobody could read the thoughts of that person contemplating. Only we know our thoughts. And so when God reveals, and whoever is revealed can see, and that others cannot, God revealed to John, the Lord revealed to John the mystery, so that he wrote the book of Revelation. And John can only the one receive it. And here, when Jesus revealed to Peter that Jesus is Son of God, and only Simon can understand that mystery that others may have not understood. And this revelation is the blessing that Jesus mentioned in verse 16, the congregation. When we heard a few pastors, then they can do many miracles, is pray for the sick, to cast out evil, to all the signs and wonders, maybe. And we feel very interesting. We hope that we can become like that person when we participate in some worship, a very wonderful worship team. They sing very well. They are singing. They have some organized, very wonderful. And so, people walking back and forth and preaching just not like this. When we, and we wish we part of it, that wishing our church is just like that one, but different vision. Peter is an understanding very important about the Lord. Simon, son of Jonah, you are so blessed because this understanding, not because of Peter, but for the Lord, God revealed to him, the Father in heaven, the flesh cannot understand this. How many years have we followed Christ? How many years have we put faith in the Lord? Do you have an understanding that we can see here now that you are blessed? Maybe we've been have shown some knowledge from our ancestors. Maybe we heard some pastor preaching some knowledge about the Bible. But we understand our understanding that the Lord will say, you are so blessed because all these things that God the Father has revealed to you, the congregation, the one that Peter received. It's not just a name. It's not just a name. It's not just a name, but it's the gospel. The night when Jesus arrived, the angel appeared appear to the shepherds in the field, and they say,
they
say, this town in Bethlehem has more given you a Savior. He is Christ. He is anointed by God. He is a baby in that name. That's the gospel that God went to declare the Lord. Jesus is the one who went been anointed, chosen to be king, is the gospel of the Lord. And tonight in Bethlehem is born for you a Savior, the one who's been anointed by God. And now, God help Simon, Simon Peter, to see that gospel. Simon Peter must understand that, and Peter must preach that gospel. That Christ, Jesus is Christ, the Savior, the congregation. Peter maybe explained some of that, but may not understand. We can see in this conversation between Peter, he has been appraised by the Lord. You are pleased, Peter. When Jesus talked about his suffering, what did Peter do? In verse 22, Peter took to Jesus, oh, Rabbi, what would God do that to you? Why? Peter did not understand. No, he could say certain things that God is the Messiah. He did not understand about Jesus. When we say Jesus about Christ, what do we understand when we call him the Son of God? Why? What do we understand about that? Or we just like Peter. In this situation, our lips can call him Christ, but our heart, Peter said, why would God? Satan, get behind me. This is very important. What do you understand about God? About after this, the suffering, he denied the Lord, and Peter that could understand about the gospel. And 1 Peter 3, he declared the word. And 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. And this one will symbolize not just in the name, not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pleasure of clear conscience in them. To save me by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he left him. You will suffer just like Christ. And only to understand the gospel, we can declare the gospel. And so, just think about what we have received the Lord. Is God telling us, you are so blessed? Or we know that only through other people's knowledge, that is not something belonging to our own heart. The experience that from the Lord, the congregation, God has told Peter to see about this truth, understand about this truth, so that Peter can declare the gospel to others. And the Lord will also each of us to understand this truth so that we can declare the gospel to others. Maybe we are just somebody normal, just only the Lord's truth, then we can declare his truth. In John chapter 4, recounted when Jesus came to Samaria, and he said, and all the people saw him, there's a woman from Samaria come to get water from the well. It is very in the middle of noon, nobody came there, but there is woman, and she has a past 5 husbands, and they all died, and now he is living the safe one, but that was not her husband. She know that this woman is a sinful woman, but when she talked to the Lord. And Jesus said, he is a Jew there, and afterward, you are the prophet, the woman said. And after more comes in, he discovered that Jesus is the Messiah. What did she do when she understood that Jesus was Messiah? And the disciple brother. Why did he come to this old Samaritan woman? And she left that bucket and say, I say, everyone, I have met the Messiah. And the person then hiding to get water and go to the town in her joy to declare about the gospel of God. Come, see, that's the Messiah. He is the Messiah, she declared to the town people. When we can understand the gospel, that we can bring someone money to Christ. The communication, understanding of God, it is the most important. So may the Lord help us to have the same attitude as Peter. That I would know nothing else except know about Christ has been crucified. 1 Corinthians 2:2. Paul wrote in Corinthians 2:2. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. He is the one who sent to die for your sin and mine. I do not know anything about miracles. I do not know anything about suffering. Only one thing there. That Christ has been crucified to understand that message, to declare that to others. And that is his success. Today, how do we understand about? We need to understand that God will, the Lord will praise us. You are blessed. Because the Lord God has revealed this to me. I hope that in our walk with the Lord, you and me, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, would not be wasted. Not just declare about, talk about the knowledge of us, but to prepare to express and declare our Lord Jesus. The second point about what Peter declared of his understanding of God. Understand is most important. And understand our faith in the Lord is very important. In verse 18, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overturn it. And Simon, Jesus called him Peter, that means rock. Why did Jesus call him Peter? It's not a person of Peter, but he called the faith of Peter in Christ is the rock. That understanding is the rock. There is some misunderstanding about him. And so, that's why in the Catholic Church, the Pope has been raised up. And Peter becomes the first Pope. That's understanding. And then, that's how the Pope system is formed. But the Lord did not give heaven to Peter. God, Jesus, gave Peter the authority of heaven. Your congregation during the 3 years following Christ. Jesus can see ahead of anyone. So I'm giving you the key of heaven. But Peter, his nature, it's just like the Satan is trying to sift you as wheat. In Luke chapter 22, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat. 3 years following Christ, that could do miracles to declare gospel. 3 years to do that, respect Peter. Is that enough? No. In the sifting sense, Simon is only like wheat. But I have prayed for you. And the most important word that we can present, that it is Simon. Not because what Simon before, but Jesus said, I have prayed for you, Simon. This is something the Lord said. And when Jesus said, You will be saved by the way, but I have prayed for you that you have been restored. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. So Lord, I want to put Peter, that Peter received the key of heaven from the Lord. Dear congregation, you and I, or we calling a rug, is our faith strong enough? There's a lady who looked through her window into the neighbor, and she saw somebody do laundry on her sheet, and she looked at it and she threw it. The neighbor didn't do a good job to washing the feet, and she sees some of the dirt on the sheet and the whole thing. And that day, he meet everybody and say, my neighbor is doing lots of job washing. And afterwards, she opened the window and said, oh, the sheet is very white. And she's surprised. She closed. Then the sheet is very white. That means the spot on that is on the spot of her window, which is dirty. What do we understand about Jesus? Is our faith is a rock that the Lord can build a church upon? The Lord said, the church is mine. I will build my church. Peter couldn't do that, but Jesus can do that. To whom? Through the faith of Peter. And today, God is wanting you and I has that kind of faith that Jesus said, I can build my church upon this faith. This mosque. May the Lord help us to become the instrument for God. He has a vision here. Jesus said, the gates of hell will not overcome it. What Jesus did will remain forever. But Jesus wants us the privilege. If you have a true faith, and that faith will be used to become a rock upon which I build my church, the congregation. We are thankful. We have the privilege to become the worker of Christ. May our perspective, may this the purpose. Maybe in our faith, there are some spots that need to be in Mark chapter 26. When Jesus gave his disciple a test, and he said to them, go to all the world, preach the gospel to all creation. And Jesus, whoever believer and is baptized will be saved. And these signs will accompany those in my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak of new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and they will drink deadly poison. The congregation. The Bible says, and Harry preach about the gospel. You accompany the signs to do what? To consolidate, to make strong what they are preaching. They give them a miracle, not because just to do miracles for themselves. They give the ability to, so that they will work on it. This is something important. And sometimes we pray about the sign of miracle. But Paul said, the understanding of Jesus is most important. I do not anything else except Christ crucified is my Savior. And he only preached about God, Jesus crucified. That is the something, the Greek, that's the foolishness. With the Jews, it is stupidity. Paul did not care about those. He only said that this is my understanding, the most important, he said. This is the blessed knowledge and experience. Sometimes we dream, I could put the snake in my hand, I can drink the poison and would not hurt them, so that they know that I'm the children of God. I can do many wonderful things, but this is the time. The Bible says The disciple went out to preach the gospel. The Lord will do help them. The main part is what? To preach the gospel. Their job is not to do miracles, to preach the gospel. But the miracle is something the Lord took, and the Lord used it to affirm the gospel preached by the disciple. We do not understand the truth. We could not declare the gospel. We can belong to an organization of the church through our religious activity. But God does not save because we participate in those activities. God saves others by the truth that we can use to declare the rock upon which the Lord will build us. That the Lord help you and me to help our faith. It's a faith strong enough so that the Lord can use and build His church upon it. And the third point that we can think about our understanding, very important, that is understanding about authority. We understand about the Lord. We understand about our faith. Is it strong enough to be used by the Lord? But we must understand about the authority of the Lord. In verse 19, Jesus said to Peter, "I will give you the keys of kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Dear congregation, God did not give Peter heaven. But God gave Peter, the Lord gave Peter the key. That means that is the authority. It's authority to use for the gospel. Well, we remember the days we didn't buy, have a church. But we borrow a place to worship close to my house. When we and I've given the key at that church. With that key, I can open any doors in that church. Circle track. There's only one key for two facilities. I can open the master office, the library, or the kitchen, and the storage room, or the garage, to use the pastor. By only one key. But do I own those things? No. Those people there are owners. But they gave me the key so that I can use anything I want. And here, you now, you've been given the key to this church. And when do we use the key? When you have a responsibility to perform here, for somebody has to come to flowers, water flowers, or somebody to here to clean the sanctuary, they need the key so that we have a good place to worship. Somebody has come here early so that we can have fellowship. And some of us, we've been given the key to use in the congregation. The key talking about the authority that we can use, but we do not. This church is not mine. I also have a key, but this church is not mine. I can only use a key, just the authority to open the door to the church. The first thing, the key given must be used appropriately according to its purpose. The key used, I cannot take the key, open the door to for my friends to come here. But the key, because there is certain purpose that I've been given the responsibility. So first thing, to open or lose represents recognition, the need, whatever I need to do, whatever I need to be responsible for. A person has thinking about our job, then we can complete our job in an appropriate way. If I've been given a key, then I don't bring the key, then what? Everybody will wait outside. Because I lack my responsibility to bring the key. If somebody give me some task to put some slide on there, and they are listening to, not listening to her. They couldn't turn the slide. What happened? The congregation could not see. Our irresponsibility will destroy the task. We could not complete our job as given. We are irresponsible in our job. But we're thankful for everyone. Many people are participating to bring us this sanctuary. And even though people are prepared in different kind of job in this room, each of that is required. We have to recognize that this is our responsibility given us. If we do not think about our job, we would not do a good job. And so somebody could run the live stream. So sometimes there is a problem with the sound or the system that the live stream. Well, there's some other thing going on. When we prepare to lead the worship, so we do not come checking out the system. All that preparation we require, that we need to see the needs of our task. So may the Lord help us to do just to be famous, but to complete the task that had been given to us. The Lord gave the key of heaven to Peter because of the need to declare the gospel. The second is to open or lose is the right recognition. I cannot open the door in any time, but only for people to gather to worship. But afterward, the door must be open or closed. That means the time. There are worshiping afterward. I must be the one to close the church with the key. So the Lord gives the key so that we can recognize where is the time so that we can close or lose on earth. In other words, this is the concern about the opportunity that we have given. The opportunity that the Lord will use us. This opportunity is something we can use at the right time. And how much time did Jesus give us the time to declare the gospel? Do we take the opportunity to open with the responsibility? We have to recognize the need that we've been responsible for. Recognize the time that the Lord will recognize the responsibility that we must answer before God. The congregation, our job, not by human value, but our job is valued by the Lord Himself. In the Corinthians, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 3, you are work with show for wear, because the day will bring you to life. It will be real beauty with fire. The fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive reward. If it's burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved. And Paul led us that everything that we do will be tested. And afterward, what happens? Whatever we make will be rewarded. And anything is burned up by fire. We have been saved, but we would have not a crown on our head. Would you think that everybody took the crown and put at the feet of Jesus? And here, We are ashamed because we don't have one to put at the feet. Nothing. Though we enter into heaven, though we receive and learn about the greatest glory so that we can become, we'll be standing with every other brother and sister to put our crown at the feet of Jesus in heaven. To praise the one with us. May the Lord bless you now. The authority that God has given to us, is it important? Is it the most important thing for us? There's a pastor has been done many things. One day he dreamed, he went to heaven. The pastor dreamed about it. And other will also went in. And somebody carried a bag, a lady with the answer, and no, your dirty garments go in. That means in the world they use money to serve God. They thought that money can buy saving. No. And so the angel said, "You're done. Another, bring a bag full of tools, different kind of tools in that, because those have been work of the church to been serving with different tasks, and thought that those tasks would bring them together when they came with the church. You, your garment is so dirty." And then another very bad. There are also some appreciation letters because he has done so many good things to others, and then people send letters and appreciate him. So all of their work will bring them to the other. But the angel said, "Your garment is so dirty. Go away." And then another. Very well dressed with the Bible in hand, and we walk. But Jesus said, "Work, oh Mister, your garment is so dirty. You cannot enter." Maybe our Christian life is to show for others to see, but not for God to see. Just like the Pharisees, we do other and see, not for the Lord. And finally, there's someone wear a white garment went to the angel. "God, give me grace so I can enter." Angel said, "Yes, you can enter." And this pastor woke up. But we had few pride about the years of service. He said, "That's like lost. Not anything from our effort can save us. To save is grace of God. And if we, you and I, do even the key of the heavens, that's a grace to be used in our life. We open our hearts, it's up to us. But remember, each one must present our work before the Lord of things that we have done. Maybe today there are many disruptions that we want to close. Maybe there is some disunity among the church. Maybe there are some pride of the flesh of truth that only we want to close, that open. Maybe the love, the fellowship, the service, there is something of preventing us. We want only to close and not open. Each one of us must use this authority according to us. But we need to answer before the Lord how we use this authority. In 1956, on a ship coming to Brooklyn from New York, there's a family to come to immigrate to New York. There's a child in that family. And David, he's only 11 years old in this family, immigrant. And he was sitting there, look all the around, all the scene. And he thought, "Well, how my family to New York, what will happen to my family?" child, they're going to, it will be more happier than our old home. And there is someone facing him. Are you coming new to the America? And the father said, yes. And he looked around. He saw something who well dressed and with a hat on top. He said, I have come at the end of the 19th century. Maybe that time I was just like this kid. And on that rain, there's a man that told me, you have a key. A short key, the fortunate key. He gets a key. Somebody has given a key. And now he wants to give this key so that this next person will have a very fortunate life. And it's just like a penny issue in 19th century. And this person told him, I want to give you this penny. Because this is a lucky penny that helped you in the future. And next day, when David looked at the penny, and this is truly issued in the 19th century, but it's very new, because it's been kept very carefully. And David has kept this lucky penny in his room for 40 years. 40 years after David has become a man, successful with Mary, the four children, and David, all successful. And one day David said to his wife, I'm ready for the day. I'm hoping that I can see some child, and then they will come in here like last. I will give him this penny. I told him, with this, their faith and your effort and your life ahead of them will be happy life. The congregation. Of course, the penny does not bring love, but the encouragement. The encouragement has helped the receiver of the penny. And I thought, we are leading our children toward the Lord. You and I, what kind of faith are we leaving behind to our next generation? Because the Lord continues to build. I will build on this church, but our faith that we have left behind, leaving behind, is it the kind of faith of then Lord be praising us. You are blessed. And our descendants will receive inherit the kind of faith because the Lord continued to build his church in Colorado Springs. May the Lord bless you to see the one that Paul is giving. I consider all as love because of understanding of the Lord is the greatest. Let's all stand and read together this key verse. Let's read together. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ is my Lord for the sake that I have lost all things. May our Heavenly Father, maybe our perspective and our understanding has caused us not to understand the truth completely. Maybe we thought about the religious activities of the church. Maybe we think about the outside force that if we can do it, that we will build the church that way. But not just because we build the church, but you, Lord, are building your church. May you look at our faith. May we have a kind of faith that Peter that recognized, that Paul has recognized in you, to know that Jesus is the only one selected by God, is the King of our life. You are the God who become incarnate to change the destiny of each one of us, destiny of our relatives, our friends. You have built the church based on this truth, and may we receive this truth so that we can become the instrument you use and build your church here, and continue to be. May we understand the authority to close of those three o'clock and open those that need to be opened. May you forgive us if we use our own understanding of the flesh, and then we will be always lost about our foolishness. May you save us, Lord. May your word this morning remind myself and all the pastor and your children here, as well as those following the YouTube, to understand that you continue to work among us. You can continue to trust us, to trust us with the key of hope. May we fulfill the purpose that you have given, not just to Peter that you gave the key, but you have given for everyone following you. And you also give the authority that to us today. May you help us fulfill our responsibility in a way pleasing to you, Lord. We are thankful because of your word. We are thankful you continue to love us. You continue to love our people of Israel. May you build your church here. We pray now in Jesus' name. Amen.